Welcome to the Lexington Downtown Library Tour. Since its beginnings in 1795, the library has been in various locations in the downtown area. This walking tour will take you to some of these sites, including a brief history at each site. Of course, many of the original buildings no longer exist, but a couple still stand. A safety reminder before you start is to be careful as you walk. Use the crosswalks and be attentive to traffic, stoplights, the stop signs, and walk and wait signals. Be safe and enjoy this tour. Let's get started. The Central Library building was opened to the great community fanfare on April 6, 1989, and remains a fixture in downtown Lexington. As Lexington continued to grow, so did the community's need for library services. The 18,000 square foot main library was inadequate for the library's growing collection and expanding services, so plans for a much larger central library were developed. In April 1985, library officials chose the firm of Sherman, Carter, and Barnhart to design the building and accepted a construction bid from C.E. Pennington, general contractor, in June of 1987. A formal groundbreaking ceremony was held June 2, 1987 at the building site, formerly the location of the Phoenix Hotel. More than 250 people gathered to celebrate this first step toward Lexington's 110,400 square foot central library. Within a month of the groundbreaking, C.E. Pennington moved onto the site and the building was completed in February 1989. On March 26, 1989, the doors of the Carnegie Main Library closed to the public. Downtown services resumed in the new Central Library on April 6, 1989, after approximately 150,000 books and other materials were moved to the building. Leaving the Central Library via the Main Street door exit, take a left at the sidewalk heading west on Main Street. Walk approximately 0.3 miles to 380 West Main Street. That's between Mill Street and Broadway. On the sidewalk, you will see a historical marker for the Oak State House. It is here at this site of the Oak State House that the Lexington Public Library, as we know it today, was first formed. Make no mistake about it, for the library lovers, this is hallowed grounds for your local library. On January 1, 1795, a group of prominent Lexington citizens met at the Oak State House to formulate a plan for a library. Money was collected from these initial shareholders, and about 400 books were ordered from Philadelphia. These books were transported over the Allegheny Mountains, through the treacherous wilderness, down the Ohio River, arriving in what is now Maysville, Kentucky. Books were then transported by pack horses down the Maysville Road to Lexington. When the books finally arrived the following year, in 1796, they were placed in the Transylvania Seminary located in Gratz Park. The library was named the Transylvania Library, and the collection was used by both the seminary students and the community subscribers who paid a subscription to use the library. It was not a public library as we know it today. It was a subscription library. On to the next stop. Walking back to Mill Street, head up North Mill Street on the west sidewalk for approximately 0.1 mile to 125 North Mill Street, where Silk's Lounge is currently located. It is here in 1819 that the library was located on the ground floor of Mathurin Guerin's confectionery. It remained here for a few years. The north side of Guerin's confectionery building still stands today at 125 North Mill Street. Let's move on to the next site. Continuing north on North Mill Street, walk approximately 0.2 mile to Gratz Park. Located on the south end of the park is the old Carnegie Library building. Look for the historical marker in front of the building for information about the site. It is now the home of the Carnegie Literacy Center, but from 1905 to 1989, this was the home of the Lexington Public Library. If it is open, you are welcome to walk in and look around. You will enjoy the old library rooms. In 1898, times changed for the library when the city was able to acquire and conduct a free public library. The Honorable Charles Bronson helped secure funds from Andrew Carnegie, a philanthropist, who donated a total of $60,000. An additional $15,000 was acquired from the Lexington Library Company, the subscription library, and other sources for the purpose of the library. In 1902, the Lexington Library Company donated all of its books, pamphlets, furniture, and possessions to the Lexington Public Library. The Carnegie Library, built of Bedford stone, opened on June 15, 1905 in Gratz Park with separate reference, children's, and open shelf sections. After becoming a free public library, the Lexington Public Library steadily increased the scope of its functions through the early 1900s to include a children's library and reading room, a reference library and study, a magazine reading room, circulating libraries for county schools, lectures, and exhibitions. The library added the bookmobile service in 1951. The bookmobile made 13 stops weekly within the city limits. In 1955, a second bookmobile on loan from the State Library Extension began making 16 stops weekly. Remaining in Gratz Park, go up to the north end of the park to the James Lane Allen Fountain. Take a break at the fountain if you wish. As mentioned earlier in the tour, Gratz Park was the location of the Transylvania Seminary, where the library was at its inception in 1795. You will see the Gratz Park Kitchen, which was part of the main Transy campus back in the day. The main campus building consisted of classrooms and dormitories and was right next to the kitchen building, which still stands today. Now, among the student residents of the dormitories back in the day was the notable Cassius Clay, a popular figure with our Kentucky Room podcast audience. Not sure if Clay had any fights while living in the dorms, but an 1829 fire which destroyed the main campus building was attributed to Clay's servant. The servant, while shining Clay's boots, knocked over a candle causing the fire. The result was the construction of Old Morrison to replace the burned-down main campus building. Look across the street, and there it is. I guess you can say that Cassius Clay, in addition to all of his other exploits, indirectly was responsible for Old Morrison. Now, for more information on this Transylvania Pavilion, look for the historical marker on Market Street behind the Gratz Park Kitchen. Moving on to the next site. As you're leaving Gratz Park, walk up Market Street back towards downtown and go about 1/10 of a mile to the northwest corner of Market and Church Street, and you will find the site of the library from 1866 to 1905. This site was originally used as Transy's Medical Hall, and in the 1840s became Lexington City Hall. After fire damaged the building in the 1850s, the building was remodeled and became a Methodist church. The building eventually was purchased by the library and was home to the library from 1866 until the opening of the Carnegie Building in 1905. After the library moved to Carnegie, the building was used as a YMCA building before being demolished in 1954 for a parking lot. The location is currently fronted by the Great Wall of Market Street. Moving on to the next site. Walk up Market Street towards Main Street and go to the northeast corner of Market and Short Streets. It was in 1799, after a couple years at the Transylvania Seminary, that the library was moved to the apothecary shop of Andrew McCullough's at this location. McCullough was appointed the first librarian, and the library hours were 2 to 5 on the first Saturday of each month. On November 29, 1800, an act by the Kentucky Legislature incorporated the library as the Lexington Library Association. Now, continuing to walk, walk to the old courthouse lawn. It was on this block, known as Jordan's Row back in the day, that the library was housed in a building from 1855 to 1866. Now, at this point, you can head back to Central. and we hope you have enjoyed this little tour of some of the various sites of the library over the years. There are way too many to include them all, but we tried to hit the main locations.
This concludes our tour. Thank you for joining Lexington Public Library on this walk through Lexington's past and present. If you enjoyed the tour, check out our other tours on our website at www.lexpublib.org/walkingtours.